That's when I decided to take the law into my own hands.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. We're joined right now live via Zoom, I believe, by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. I just saw him this weekend at the Democratic Party convention. Josh, welcome back to the Devil's Advocate, sir.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Josh, appreciate you joining us. Obviously, sort of shocking is probably not the right descriptor. We'd seen the leaked draft. We suspected that Roe v. Wade was being overturned, or at least, you know, it was out there. But now it's reality. And Josh, this dropped on Friday, and effectively Wisconsin has reverted to the law in the books, which is an 1849 law. Josh, my understanding is abortion is illegal in the state of Wisconsin as we speak.
Well, it's certainly not being provided right now. The Planned Parenthood clinics in Wisconsin have shut down operations. And what the state of the law is, honestly, is unclear. We have this 1800s ban on the books that was never repealed. At the same time, though, there were a series of laws passed much later that regulate legal abortion. And so there are sort of two sets of statutes on the books that are in conflict with each other right now. We're also in this very unusual position where we've had a statute that was unenforceable for almost 50 years. And whether that springs back to life is not something we've got a lot of legal precedent on, because the situation where a right that had been granted to Americans is all of a sudden taken away is not something that we're used to seeing. And so I think there's going to be a lot of litigation ahead of us, and where that all ends up remains to be seen.
Josh, over the course of the weekend, there was sort of an abortive care rally prior to the Democratic Party convention. I know you spoke there. The governor spoke there. Josh, what did you tell the people from the platform at the La Crosse Center? What was your take as the attorney general? What sort of relief can you offer under the current circumstance?
Well, first I said that, you know, it was a dark day for the country. Roe v. Wade transformed the country for the better. It made women in America freer and more equal, and it made it safer to have a kid, to carry a pregnancy. And the progress that was made through Roe v. Wade was lost with the Supreme Court's decision. We went back in time 49 years, and the gains that were made have now been reversed. On Friday, that's when that decision came down, and that rally was held on Saturday, and I said, today is the day we begin to fight back. There are a lot of things we can be doing right now to restore access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin. We need to advocate for legislation and continue to call on our legislators to take action. They refused to do that less than a week ago on the day of the special session. But now that decision has come down, and they've got a responsibility to their constituents to clarify what the law is and to protect reproductive freedom. I suspect there's going to be litigation. And in the meantime, Governor Evers and I have been very clear that we're going to take whatever steps we can to mitigate the impact of this. I've been clear that I'm not going to use any Wisconsin DOJ resources to investigate or prosecute anybody for violations of the 19th century abortion ban. But we need to keep calling on our leaders and especially the legislators to take action. And until reproductive freedom in Wisconsin is fully restored, I'm going to keep fighting to restore that freedom.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are zooming in with Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. He joins us. Josh, the governor offered clemency to abortion providers that might be criminally charged or prosecuted under the law. First and foremost, I realize you are the attorney general, but could a local level DA, if the state law is in place and in force, could a local DA charge these abortive providers? And do you think it would ever get to the point where the governor would have to extend clemency? Can they go around the AG's office? Is this a state level charge, or could this be charged on the local level and require clemency if Evers wanted to let these people off, quote unquote?
Yeah, unfortunately, the answer is yes. A DA could bring charges. The incidents that led up to the charges have to happen in the DA's county. But DAs around Wisconsin will have to make that decision. Now, I know that DA Chisholm joined a statement from dozens of prosecutors around the country saying that they would not be using their authority to enforce any abortion bans. And I know that DA Ozan in Dane County has likewise said that he's not going to enforce that ban. But, you know, we're going to need to ask prosecutors and police chiefs and sheriffs around the state whether they would use their resources to enforce this 19th century ban. Because, you know, ultimately each DA, each sheriff, and each police chief has to make a decision about how to use their resources. It's my view that everybody in law enforcement in the state has better things to do with their resources, no matter what you think of abortion. You've got better things to do with your resources than to be investigating and prosecuting people under this 19th century ban. I'd much rather see resources continue to go where they should, which is to fight real crime in Wisconsin. But ultimately, we've got to ask our DAs and our sheriffs and our police chiefs where they stand.
Attorney General Call, obviously, both you and Tony Evers are on the ballot. And I think it's not too much of a stretch to say that Roe v. Wade is on the ballot. But we realize that the legislative majorities, the Republican majorities, are fairly gerrymandered in here in the state of Wisconsin. And if our only defense is a Democratic governor and a Democratic attorney general, if that's our only thing keeping Wisconsin reproductive rights from falling off the brink, well, that's a very fragile state to be in. Josh, if there's going to be a remedy, does the remedy practically, from the state of Wisconsin's point of view, have to be a congressional remedy signed into law, presumably by a Joe Biden?
No, I don't think so. You know, now that Roe is overturned, there's no question that the easiest way to remedy the situation is by having Congress pass legislation that would codify Roe versus Wade. Now, so far, the Senate has not been able to do that. And, you know, if we elect a couple more Democratic senators and keep the House, I think that would become a real possibility. And I think that absolutely should be a goal in the 2022 elections. But we're not without recourse at the state level either. We do have a gerrymandered legislature, and that's going to make it a lot harder to send a clear message. But there will be competitive races, and every race where we can elect a pro-choice Democratic candidate is going to be a step in the right direction. We'll send a message. It is vital that we keep Democrats in our statewide offices. We need to have the veto. We need to have an AG who's going to stand up for the rule of law and for the rights and freedoms of Wisconsinites. And it's possible that we will have, that the state courts may play a critical role in what comes before us as well. You know, there's going to be a big state Supreme Court election on the ballot next spring. So voters have some opportunities to send a message here. But the 2022 election, I think, will be remembered for a generation as the election that followed the decision overturning Roe versus Wade. This is the election that will send a message that will be remembered for years to come about how voters feel about that decision. And I think that if we send a very clear message that this is not something that Wisconsinites support, we are much more likely to see reproductive freedom restored in Wisconsin than if we don't have that kind of message sent.
Folks, you're listening to The Devil's Advocate's Got a Fine Guest live via Zoom. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. Josh, I'm still worried about the 2020 election, and I think there are a lot of Republicans in the state of Wisconsin still trying to relitigate the 2020 election. Sir, during the January 6th committee hearing testimony last week, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was announced as sort of a willing co-conspirator, at least in the delivery of the false Wisconsin electors, or it was his goal, or, you know, maybe he's just a willing dupe, but he was willing to deliver the false electors to the vice president of the United States. And of course, that was part of a greater coup effort, at least in my opinion, Josh. The fraudulent Trump electors here in the state of Wisconsin, we've bantered, we've talked about this ad nauseum, sir. What role does the attorney general have to investigate that possible crime And do you perceive it as a crime under state law, or is there nothing currently on the books under state law that prevents someone from making a fraudulent representation of this sort?
Well, first, we investigate and cases, and we use our prosecutorial authority where appropriate, based on the facts before us, based on the law. And that is true in any case, no matter what the context is. You know, we don't generally comment on details regarding either ongoing investigations or potential investigations. And so I'm not going to speak with any detail here regarding the electors issue or the legal implications of it with respect to our office. What I can say, though, is that it is vital, and I'm really glad to see the progress that's being made, that there be a federal investigation into all different aspects of this effort to overturn the results of a free and fair election. I mean, we very clearly had an attempted coup after the 2020 election, and the people who broke the law and contributed to that effort need to be held accountable. I know that the Deputy U.S. Attorney General has said that there is a federal investigation going on into the electors in different states around the country. There's been reporting about people being interviewed and being subpoenaed by the U.S. Department of Justice, and I think that absolutely should be happening. There's also obviously a lot happening with the January 6th Commission. And, you know, investigations that involve federal entities need to be done thoughtfully and in coordination between state and federal investigators and in a way that best serves the interests of the investigation. So again, I can't speak to specifics about Wisconsin DOJ's role, but I do think it's not only appropriate, but really vital that that the investigation that's ongoing at the federal level continue.
Josh, your colleague as Attorney General in the state of Michigan, Dana Nessel, who's been on the show a few times, she made the statement that she felt like it was a violation of Michigan law, but she also pointed out the similarities between these false elector schemes certainly made it seem like it was a multi-jurisdictional sort of investigation and possibly a prosecution. Josh, does the multi-jurisdictional nature, does that handcuff your office? Does that put you in a weird position, if you can speak to it, sir?
Yeah, well, I won't speak to the specifics of, again, the electors case, but I can speak generally to the point about cases that go across jurisdictions. You know, I spent part of my career as a federal prosecutor in Baltimore, and I worked on cases where the federal government was involved in investigations, but also state entities may be involved as well. And I can say a couple of things. One is, when you have activity that crosses multiple states, you know, there may be conduct in many different states that law enforcement would be interested in, the ideal way to investigate those cases is at least to have them led by the federal government, because the federal government has authority to conduct those investigations. They don't have to worry about which state particular action happened in. Secondly, it's important when there's an investigation conducted for there to be one investigation and not parallel investigations going on separately and at the same time. If you have two separate investigations into the same conduct, that can lead to people stepping on each other's toes. You might have somebody who's, for example, a cooperating witness in one investigation, who, you know, the other investigation may not be aware of that, and that could complicate their strategy. Having one unified investigation is important. Having that kind of investigation doesn't preclude both federal and state charges from being brought in a case. And so, for example, you know, I worked on drug conspiracy cases where some of the defendants would be charged federally, and then separately some defendants would be charged in state court. So, you know, those are the principles that are important in any kind of context where you've got any sort of potential multi-state criminal investigation. And so, so the fact that something's going on in multiple states doesn't preclude states from being involved, but it also doesn't, you know, those kinds of things have to happen in coordination.
Hey, Josh, we're about out of time here. I know you're running to be the Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin. Again, if people want to support your campaign, how can they get involved, sir?
Please go to joshcall.org. We are going to have our freedoms on the ballot this year, including our reproductive freedom. And it's critical that we all get out and exercise our voices at the polls.
Thank you so much, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.